Let's open our Bibles. Revelation 3, verse 7 to 13. I read the first verse, and then you can help me read every other verse, please. Revelation 3, 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth, and know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man cast shutteth. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go on more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. And we can all read together the verse 13. He hath that an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. May Lord bless the reading of his word among us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the exact verses we just read, for the great hope we have in your word. We pray that you use this time, Lord. And Lord, you know that I don't want to preach, because I know that my opinions are not good, and it changes all the time. We want to hear from you, Lord. Please hide me, Lord. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be heard. But I want to deliver your message, Lord. So please, you preach through my voice. And you help us understand the meaning of your word, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. The verses we just read in Revelation 3, 7 to 13 was written to the church of Philadelphia. We know in teachings of Bible prophecy, there are different types of prophecy. There are a lot of prophecies that has only one application. Some of them has double applications. And this one, which is not only chapter 3, 7 to 13, but all the verses of Revelation chapter 2, and chapter 3 has triple applications, which means at the time when the Apostle John was writing this, there were seven literal churches. That was the first application. The third application will be when we are raptured, there will be seven churches at the place that is called Turkey, today Turkey. This is the third one. And the second application will be during the 2000 of church period, church age that we are in right now, there are seven periods of church times. And this is the second application. So we jumped from first to third and we went back to second. So the Church of Philadelphia is the sixth church. If you look at the church history, This is not the time that we are living. Because the Lord was happy with this church. The Lord is not happy with the church that we are living, the church time that we are living right now. We have to know that. What's going on in the churches? The church of Laodicea is the next church, which is the seventh church. We can read from verses 14 to 22. Revelation 3, 14 to 22. And here we can see what's going on in current church time and what's the situation of church now. Revelation 3, 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith Amen, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. This is the church time that we are living. There are so many mega churches calling we are rich. We have no need of nothing. It's always amazing how the Lord gives us exact wordings that we need to recognize everything. Please pay attention to the last word of verse 17. Naked. Only Lord knows, only God knows why He allowed Saba and I to be in a church that were ungodly and we didn't know. But one thing was obvious for us. They were naked. They were naked, literally. Not only that, they were miserable. They were practicing things that were unbiblical, not godly. And praise the Lord for Anchor Baptist Church. We have godly men and women here. We have a godly pastor. It's good. It's very good. But do we know how we can be godly, how we can be a godly church, how we can be like Philadelphia, how we can be as far as possible from Laodicea? The key is in Revelation 3, verse 10. Let's go back there and read it again. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Because Philadelphia kept God's word. And what is the promise here? I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. In all the seven churches, God only said these things to one church, the church that kept His word, that I will keep thee from the temptation that will come upon everyone, but I will keep you because you kept my word. So if we have salvation, it's only by this word. If we don't keep this word, it means we didn't understand it to begin with. So how we can call us a church if we didn't understand the word of God and we are not keeping the word of God? Then the real question, The bigger question, the more important question is, are we even saved if we are not keeping the word of God? That's a good question if we ask. So we want to go as far as possible from Laodicea, and we should be like Philadelphia. We should follow this church. We should follow the pattern, everything about this church, because they were keeping the word of God. If we want to know more about Laodicea, on the other hand, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, we can read about the end times church. Let's turn there and read together. Do we know God is holy, right? Amen. What it means? Holy means God separates. First, he separated himself when we sinned. Then when we are saved, he separates us from the world. So he separated the church from world. That's why in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we read about the world in the end times. And we read in 2 Timothy chapter 4 about the church in end times, completely separate. So 2 Timothy 3 is the world in end times, and 2 Timothy 4 is the church in end times. Let's read the church first. 2 Timothy 4, and we can read from verse 1 to 5. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou, church, in all things endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Be watch thou. He's talking to me and to all of us. This was the picture of the last period of church age. If we turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, now we can read about the last age of the world. We can read from verse 1 to 5. 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. This is the world in the end times. I don't see much of a difference there. That's why Laodicean church is called lukewarm, meaning worldly church. If in the world people look like this, and also in the church, people look like that, which is mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 4. So basically, the church is not church anymore. The church is not being church anymore. The church don't know its identity anymore. The church is not doing what was called for. And it all starts from not keeping God's word. But before keeping it, we have to read it and then understand it and then get saved and then keep the word of God. And by the way, keeping doesn't mean just I have it and I keep it all the time. I have to open it and read it and study it. That was what the Church of Philadelphia was doing. And that is exactly what Laodiceans weren't doing. Revelation 3:16. Unlike John 3:16, there's not so much hope there in Revelation 3:16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. God is holy. He says that in the same chapter, verse 7. And unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy. God is holy. Sunday message we learned all from Luke chapter 1. There was two characters that we read their story, the event in Luke 1. One was Zechariah, the other one was Mary. And we know what happened to them. A priest returned to a dumb person. He wasn't able to speak for 9 months. On the other hand, Mary, which she couldn't be a priest, she was an average Israeli young girl. She just said, let that be what you just said. And she was able to worship the Lord with songs, while a priest was not able to even speak. She was able to worship the Lord with loud voice. She chose wisely. Now, this is not 2,000 years ago. This is 2025. But the principles are the same. Within the same chapter of Revelation 3, chapter 3, we have the last two churches, Philadelphia and Laodicea. We can be each of them. I can be each of them in my home. Saba and I can choose to be Philadelphia or Laodicea. It's not only about Anchor Baptist Church. Do we realize that we have a church at home? If my home is Laodicea, the Lord will spew me from his mouth. He said it. These are his words. God is holy. I've heard many stories from false churches, and I've seen a couple of really horrible churches. And I want to share some of the stories with you that you check with the Word of God. See what happens when you enter a church and you hear these things. We were in a church a couple of years ago before coming to Anchor. And I believe God led us to be there. He allowed us to be there to see the heresy. There was a ministry in one of the Iranian churches in one of those high mountains places. They had a ministry. There was a lady, she was called a prophet of God. And she was saying, days and nights, she was, or maybe she is still, praying for Satan to be forgiven. I'm looking for the verse. If she's not following the Bible, if she is not keeping this word, I think I can ask if she's even saved. Because if you have the Holy Spirit only reminds this book to me, the verses that is written here. I cannot find that what she was doing in the Bible. Is she keeping the word of God? Okay. Some of those so-called pastors are prophesying behind the pulpit, saying, "Oh, lady with the pink dress, Lord gave me," there are videos, "Lord gave me a prophecy about you. By the way, I forgot your name." I mean, I don't know what type of message is that, if the Lord give someone a prophecy about someone else, which is not biblical, but he forgets to give the name of that lady to the prophet, right? Anyway, let's turn to Revelation 22. That is the last chapter of this book. And let's read the last four verses of the entire Bible. We have almost 31,000 verses, and these are the last four verses of the entire Bible. Revelation 22. And we can read from verse 18 to 21. The last four verses. "For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book." By the way, when it says this book, it doesn't mean Revelation. It's talking about the entire of this book. Because this is the last verses, last four verses of the entire book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Is there anything more serious than what just is mentioned here? I can't find anything. Verse 19. "And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." The last four verses we just read. We cannot add to this. We cannot take away from it. Because we have to keep it. Keep it. We have to keep it. Like the Church of Philadelphia. And when we say keep it, for example, if we are not reading King James, we are not keeping the Word of God. This should be mentioned from this pulpit. King James is the Word of God. For example, if we are reading NIV, it's missing thousands of words. Is this keeping the Word of God? I'm sure it is not. God is holy. He separates us, and He called us to be His church. In the church, we don't have new prophets, regardless of what they are saying, how they are promoting themselves, advertising themselves. We don't have new prophets because of Revelation 22, 18 to 21, the last four verses of the entire book. So Philadelphia kept the word of God And Philadelphia received a great promise. Laodicea didn't keep the word of God. And the Lord said, I will spew thee from my mouth. Yasin and Saba, my wife is right here. We should choose wisely every day to be God's church, to be like Philadelphia, to keep the word of God in our lives. There are some hours in every day that Saba is working on her own, I'm working on my own, and in those hours, I should keep the word of God also. She should keep the word of God also. How about you? Could we just be lukewarm? Did we already decide about what we're going to do with our lives? Brothers and sisters, these are the last days we are living. Just if we open our eyes and see the world, if we open our eyes and see the churches, we can see. Personally, I don't see a big difference there. Churches look like clubs, party. These are the last days we are living. I don't know how many days we have. I don't know how many minutes we have. I don't know how many Sundays we will have till the Lord come back and take us. It doesn't really matter, because some of us will leave alone and go earlier. Personally, I like to have an express ticket. But I can't choose that even. I have to keep the word of God if I'm going early or if I'm coming with you. Right? We have to keep the word of God. We have to be separated. We shouldn't be like the world. And we have to always remember God is holy, and we have to practice. We have to remember what is the meaning of being holy. God is holy and he separates. And he separated us. So we shouldn't follow the pattern of this world. Please open Romans 12:2. I know this is exactly the same verse that we read on our Sunday message. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How we can do this? Yes, thank you. Keeping the word of God. There is only one way. Keeping the word of God. Every day I'm dealing with my old man, my old nature. That is the world in me. I can't remove it. I want to remove it. I can't remove it. It's in me still. But I have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit reminds the Word of God. So I have to choose wisely. The Holy Spirit or my old nature. I want to keep the word of God. I want to be like Philadelphia, because the promise is so great. The promise is so good. I don't want to be like Laodicean church. I don't want to play church. You know, the word of God says when you're saved, you should be part of a local church. Just be part of a local church, meaning you can just attend a church. But that is the starting of it. We have to be a member. They were added to the church. So we have to be added to the church. And by being a member of the church, a local church, a godly church, not any church, right? We have to first check the doctrine of the pastor of that church, doctrine of the church. Again, by the word of God, right? And after becoming a member, we have to be involved and active. Not only be a guest every week. We have to be involved. We have to have a part of different ministries the church has. We have to use our talents, our whatever the Lord gave us. We have to be active. But the most important thing is keeping the word of God. Keeping the word of God is the main thing. When we are sleeping, we have to keep the word of God. When we are waking up, we have to keep the word of God. This should be in me. So much that even when I'm dreaming, I'm keeping the word of God. That's what I'm aiming for. That's what I'm aiming for. Because honestly, this world is playing with our minds right and left. I have a story from my almost childhood when I was 10, 11 years old. Once in Iran, I was traveling with my parents to the capital city of Iran. We used to live in the northern Iran, and in one of the almost like fall nights, we were traveling to Tehran, which is the capital city, and the road was so foggy that we couldn't see. I mean, it was we were traveling with a bus. My father was sleeping, and we were sitting in the first row. I couldn't sleep. I usually have trouble sleeping at night, Sabah knows. And at that night, I was just looking at the road. I was so scared. I was thinking that we are dying because I couldn't see anything. And the driver was driving maybe 50, 60 kilometers, which is not too fast if the road is clear. But imagine, you can't see anything. Like nothing, literally nothing. And he was going 50, 60. That can be too fast for that situation. After maybe 30 minutes, I couldn't even breathe. Then I tried to wake my dad up, and I told him, "Dad, I think this driver is killing us." And my dad is an experienced driver. He was calm, and he said, "There's no problem." I said, "Dad, I can't see even 2 meters. He's going 50 kilometers. Why are you so calm?" And he said, "Yasin, just look at there." And when I looked right there, down, I saw the divider. I saw the line that was dividing. And the driver was following that line. Because I was looking at the fog, I couldn't even imagine how he was going, where he was going. But when I saw the line, everything was okay. I could breathe after that. Brothers and sisters, this is the line. This is the line and the road. Doesn't matter how foggy it gets. Keep this. This is what I need for everyday life. This world is playing with my mind, but I have the word of God. Do I need anything else? I don't need anything else. Philadelphia didn't need anything else because Philadelphia kept the word of God. And the promise is so good. It's so big. So great. I want that. Because you kept my word, I will keep thee from the temptation that will come upon the earth dwellings. I have this. Do you have this? Do you have the word of God? I mean, we are living in 2025. We have King James Version in our phones. Are we opening it? Are we reading it? Are we learning it or no? This is the line and the road. Doesn't matter how dark it gets. That shows. Doesn't matter how foggy it is. You can follow it. God made it possible. I don't want to be like Laodiceans, which is naked, which says I'm rich, I'm good, I'm in not need of anything. But the Lord calls the church of Laodicea naked church, apostate church. Yasin and Saba, choose wisely. In 2025, praise God that we can still choose to be godly. It's possible. It's not hard. Let's pray.